What's going on, everybody? Uptown ENT, back at it again. Brand new podcast for your listening pleasure. One half of the juggernaut. Low here as always with my man B. Talk to the folks.
Hello. All right. I hope you all enjoyed the weekend. I'm probably on one. My bad, y'all. It's all good.
What the hell was that?
I don't know, man.
Was that Uncle? That sounded like Uncle Leo. That sounded like Uncle Leo from Seinfeld.
I thought that's what. See, I thought because I watched It Chapter 2. He just sounded like Winnie the Pooh to me. I'm gonna have to touch on that and compare notes because I know you said you didn't like it.
So. Nah, I ain't really. I ain't really get into It Chapter 2. But then I'm really not a big sequels person, and I guess I need to quit doing it because I always judge it by the first one.
Yeah.
Instead of like it being its own movie.
A lot of people didn't like the first one because they didn't think it was scary. But I was just like, I don't know. Am I too old to be that scared of a clown? I ain't even afraid of clowns.
Yeah, I think if you grew up being afraid of clowns, which a lot of people are afraid of clowns, which I can't talk because, I mean, there's some stuff that I'm afraid of, too. But it ain't none of y'all,
they won't watch the movie if they're afraid of clowns. I talked to a few of them. So I'm like, okay.
Yeah. At some point, you gotta embrace your fears. Because I grew up, and my aunt used to always mess with me, because I grew up being scared of, movies like Gremlins and Critters. And only because, that big king one that was in the sewer or whatever, that one, I remember just going to sleep and waking up, this was during the days of VHS, going to sleep and waking up, and I swear she would always, pause it right there. Or she would turn on Critters, whichever one of Critters that was, where they was all waiting in the toilet, and that little boy sat down.
Oh, man.
And then the screen went black. Like, she would just wait. She would just, do that, all the time. She would just, wait while I was asleep when, I'd be at my grandma's house. And then she would just wait, while I was asleep. And then she would, nudge me to wake me up and then just, hit play on that bitch. And it would just be bad.
Man. So back then, mine was Chucky and Candyman. I still won't watch Candyman to this day. Chucky, I kind of grew up because I was like, this motherfucker funny, man. I swing this doll around. Fuck that motherfucker.
Yeah, Chucky was one of the funny ones.
I was like, damn, nobody take him up by his leg because you start analyzing the shit the older you got. And I'm like, damn, all these adults getting fucked up by this little bitty ass doll. He just running around if y'all don't stand your ass in the corner and grab a chair or something.
It does have kind of like a Scooby-Doo kind of element to it where, like you said, the older you get, you start analyzing stuff as an adult and you just like, man, wait a minute. Ain't no way.
And see, with it, I couldn't really analyze it because I'm like, damn, they tried to scare y'all motherfuckers. I guess y'all just ain't scared. It is what it is. And then when he bit that little girl face, I was like, damn.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he was counting to three, he just paused. I think it was kind of more funny to me because the way he was talking and how he was just getting these people. I'm like, man, it ain't like Tim Curry classic, but to me, it was like, okay, I see it. These motherfuckers really killing these kids and they showing that shit on TV. He bit that little girl face off and they showed that shit. I said, ooh.
I think it might have been just more so kind of shocking to see.
Yeah, because they usually don't kill kids on TV, they don't show it.
They
turn the screen.
Yeah, and they still don't do it. I mean, God forbid, because you definitely couldn't get away with a lot of that stuff today.
Right. I said, damn, if a kid watches this movie, they're gonna be terrified.
Mm-hmm.
For somebody like us, it's like, man, I ain't grew up in that motherfucking time. We straight.
Oh, man. Yeah, man. So, I know a lot of new music dropped, this week. Ain't really much to touch on with sports, I don't think.
Except that Odell.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about it. So, So in case y'all don't know, the national championship game happened Monday, this past Monday, with LSU Tigers versus the Clemson Tigers. I know, right? Tiger on tiger violence.
Cat on cat crime.
Yeah. That might be the show title. But LSU ended up like just curb stomping Clemson. But after the game, Odell Beckham, who was an LSU alum, he was out there giving people like the money handshake. And if you have never gotten the money handshake, I don't know what to tell you. I feel like your grandparents, your uncles, somebody in your family has failed you if you never got the money handshake, because the money handshake is the best thing that could ever happen to you. And a lot of people were trying to like cop pleas, which we'll probably talk about this later on in the show. But a lot of people like to cop pleas for people and things that they, you know, that they like. Man, people's copping pleas because they like LSU. They like LSU, or they dislike Clemson enough. But they was like, nah, that was fake money he was giving out. And I'm like, dude, come on, man. Fake money don't look like that. Like, let's be serious.
Right. And then people who said, who was actually there said it was actually real money.
Mm-hmm.
Not the owner, but I forget what you call them, like somebody, the general manager, whatever.
So like athletic director.
Yeah.
Yeah. Athletic director, like the coach. Even the quarterback of LSU, he came out and said, he was like, yeah, of course that was real money. He was like, I'm not a collegiate athlete anymore, so I can tell the truth. But yes, he was giving out real money. He was giving like $100 handshakes.
Right. Why not? Back to his team. Shit.
I mean, but that's against NCAA rules, because you're technically not supposed to be giving them money for services rendered on the field and stuff like that. But the NCAA been a joke, because I'm like, why y'all ain't paying these kids anyway? Because money. College football is a multi-million dollar, if not billion dollar business.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like the Mac, man. They keep them broke. They like to keep them broke. So, man, but people just kind of like getting into a tizzy. But I'm like, y'all really don't care, because that's just where I am with social media. If I see anybody complaining or lathering up on social media, and it's kind of like been jaded me in real life, too, because I'm like, you really don't care. You don't care. You just, this is just a hot thing at the moment. And eventually you're going to forget all about this.
You want to voice your opinion somewhere. You want to be center of some type of attention too. It's your ass now.
I think people just trying to just be people trying to just get like that tweet or that post that goes viral and everybody just screen cap it and repost it.
Right. But I know that motherfucker he getting charged for battery.
Is he really? Because I saw that pop up on Twitter, but I was like, this can't be real. From slapping that police officer on the butt.
Man, you see the video?
I didn't see the video, but I mean,
no. Well, first of all, that cop didn't have no—he had no business in that locker room. For what? He was messing with the players, okay? Then Odell, little goofy ass. I don't know what the fuck he was on and what he thought. That cop bent over. He just ran up and slapped him under his ass hard too. I'm like, man, come on! And then started dancing when the cop turned around. I'm like, Odell, you know better.
Odell is a very eccentric. Let's use the word eccentric. He's a very eccentric dude. Yeah. And that, I mean, I'm pretty sure the case will get like thrown out or something or whatever, because I mean, all these college football teams have at least one or two police officers that travel with them, you know, for whatever reason. I don't know, but I don't know if that was an officer who traveled with them or not, or he was just there.
He looked like you could tell the difference between the officer and the security. He just looked like he was like stadium security. He had like an all black fit and a hat.
Mm.
Oh, I'm like, he don't look like an officer. Like he ain't dressed unless he kind of semi undercover, but yeah, that ain't working for him.
Yes. Oh, man. It's just, Odell kind of an easy target. Even though he kind of makes himself an easy target in a way, but still, it's just like Odell kind of just want to just have fun. And Odell kind of strikes me as one of them people who he's not mentally mature. Not in terms of like kind of like an Antonio Brown, but he's not like mentally mature to the point where he's just like, dude, I'm having fun, so anything goes.
At his expense, like, fuck out of here. You got to read the situation a little bit better, Beckham.
You man, who are you telling? So, yeah, but I think it's just much ado about nothing. It's just kind of like people just, even like in baseball with the whole cheating scandal with Houston, and now the Red Sox got lumped into it because apparently they was cheating too. And I heard something in the news earlier today talking about like the Cardinals was cheating back in the day, which a lot of people forgot about the fact that the Cardinals actually hacked into Houston's then general manager's database. His computer, it was some computer hacking stuff that the St. Louis Cardinals did, like I think like maybe like 5 years ago. But I'm like, dude, it's baseball. Baseball is just synonymous with cheating. Like, have y'all forgotten the steroid era and people
Right.
corking their bats and putting pine tar and shit on the balls and everything?
Right.
So, I mean, and baseball just synonymous with cheating, and it's gonna be synonymous with cheating because you can't punish the players because all punishments have to be collectively bargained, and the Baseball Players Association, they won't allow them to be punished. So it's just like the only thing you could do is just punish the teams.
They ain't gonna do that. Not too many people watch. I mean, everybody, a lot of people watch baseball, but not enough of them people watch baseball. They complain.
Right. Yeah, I think you see who like the people who like complaining are just like really like baseball heads. Most people who probably hearing about this story just like they probably ain't watched baseball in years.
Right. And now they finna go watch it. Like, oh, look, let's bring this to the light.
Yeah,
They can't stomach it though.
everything that happened is the most important thing that ever happened.
They can't sit through a baseball game, so it's never gonna happen for them. So that's where they getting off.
Man, you
The
already know,
real
man.
fans like, let these motherfuckers play. Damn. I mean, if you think about it, shit, they tearing their shoulders, rotators cuff. So they just, to me in my head, they just looking for an easy way to keep playing the game. I don't know. It's just me.
Yeah, that's especially why I thought like with the steroid scandal. That's why I'm not mad at Barry Bonds, because I'm like, dude, everybody knew Barry Bonds was a beast before he supposedly or got on steroids or whatever. He got on steroids, whatever. Let's just say he did. But he was a beast way before that or whatever. But then he saw like people like Sosa and Maguire, and he like, well, wait a minute. Like, these dudes out here killing it, and I'm way better than them with just my natural talent. So just imagine what I could do if I jumped on something.
Right.
And he did.
They actually use these steroids though. They is like performance in hand. I mean, if you just use steroids and just go live and then you just sit on that shit, yeah, because that shit gonna end. You're gonna be lifting all the time. These cats playing baseball like clockwork during baseball season. So they tearing that shit getting out of their system anyway from playing.
I think it's also just the fact of like, it's just kind of like one of them things where it's just like, dude, like I mean, if they want to do it or whatever, but it's just people just think that like steroids is just like a magic pill or something like that. You still gotta have you some form of athletic talent.
You're
You
right. You
can't
got
just go and just inject this into you and then all of a sudden you like He-Man. You still gotta go and bust your ass in the gym. You still gotta have you some kind of athletic talent. And people just be like, people like want to go by body size, body type when it comes to steroids. It's a whole bunch of people taking steroids who look like shit.
It's because they don't understand how it works.
So, but man, yeah.
When them wrestlers was talking and then they was getting these heart attacks. I'm like, okay, so you taking these steroids and then you going out drinking and doing drugs on top of it. Ooh. Yeah.
Right.
If he's still alive, man, so you doing something wrong.
I mean, you can do like light drinking, but like you said, a lot of these dudes be going out, they be like, drinking like a fifth a day.
Right, they're not resting on this shit, man. And look at I mean, Hogan still, we got Hogan still here. Vince McMahon, you know that motherfucker was on steroids. But they got money they have money to hire a trainer or something to monitor that shit for them. If they listen, all you got to do is just listen.
But yeah, but as we know though, that's really hard for a lot of people to do. A lot of people don't want to listen. Because everybody think they know what's best, and because they did their quote unquote own research, they don't feel like they need to listen to somebody who actually has lived this lifestyle.
Buying a secondhand steroids off of somebody on the streets.
Man, buying that black market or whatever, man, you injecting that synthanol into you. You ain't doing nothing but literally injecting some oil into you. Just regular old oil.
Looking stupid.
Right. Oh, man. Hey, so I know you you got something, because I know we short on time and we just talked about that for longer than I expected. But so Eminem dropped that new album, dog.
Man, I've been listening to it twice. All right. It's cool. It's a few songs that's not for me on there. I don't like that them type of songs.
So I heard he's doing a lot on there talking about like gun violence.
I didn't get that vibe from it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I haven't listened to it, admittedly, so that's what I heard. I heard you talking about gun violence, but then I saw another people, it depends on who you listen to. Somebody else wrote it up talking about, oh, man, he on there talking about Nick and every track, and I'm like, man, all right, man. I'm like, okay, which one is which? Because you can't be talking about gun violence and Nick on the same songs. I don't think, I mean, Eminem can do whatever, but yeah.
Talking about gun violence, he may mention Nick in like a subliminal, but so like he said, I had to kill shots, but I barely nicked them. That's the only time you would think he would mention Nick. That's it. On none of the other songs. Mm-hmm. That's it. I mean, he mentioned MGK. He was like, of course the beef over. The war between him is over. And he kind of threw some shots at him after that. That shit was funny. Mm-hmm. He took a shot at Joe. He said, I started working at Kroger now. Why would I shop at a Trader Joe's?
Mm-hmm.
He really got in. He, for real, if you want to say it, he hit up T Grizzly or whatever his name is.
T Grizzly? Why he messing with him?
Like, you know, T Grizzly, man, he hit Eminem up first when that I'm the King of New York. And started going in on Nick.
You mean the King of Detroit?
Detroit, my bad. He said he the King of Detroit. He just started going. He started ripping into Eminem. You know, Eminem never addressed him until this album. Talking about how can you diss me when you can barely stay on beat? And such. I'm like, damn, okay.
I was going to say, is he talking about T Grizzly, though? Because I can think of a few rappers who don't stay on beat.
He said some T... and something about a grizzly bear. Let me go find. I go find the verse.
I think that, you know, you always gonna have people coming for you, especially if you the king. I mean, or if you just high up there or whatever. Because admittedly or whatever, this ain't no disrespect or whatever. But if anybody asks me who like my top five is, Eminem not on my top five, but also Biggie and Pac not on my top five either. It's just like it's art. They ain't taking nothing away from them dudes, but it's just artists who I enjoy more than them and always have. But I think that, I hate to say this, but it just sounds like a bunch of clout chasing these dudes be doing, like, hey, especially since now they know you mention Eminem, he gonna respond.
He said that in his album. Now he's like, you diss me, I'm coming. I'm coming at you.
Yeah, so it's kind of like one of them things where it's just like, okay, this is a quick way for me to go ahead and get some shine. Just go ahead and diss this dude. And maybe engage in like a little short beef or whatever and stuff like that. And it's kind of whack how them dudes be doing it or whatever, because it's like I said, I hate this term, but it is. It's clout chasing. And that's just all this generation just became known as. It's just like a bunch of clout chasers.
It's always. All right, so this is what T Grizzly said. He said, I run Detroit. Niggas talk about Eminem talking this shit, I kill you, him, and I made an M. Then I made an M again. It's like, I wouldn't even respond to that. What the fuck?
Man, but it's just kind of like, I mean, I don't know, man. I mean, if I was M, or you know what, if I'm just anybody who just on like on top of my game, and then somebody like some like underling or whatever trying to come at me or whatever, man, I wouldn't even say nothing to him. That's I still go back to this. That's what I think happened. That's why Ja Rule ended up technically losing that battle against 50, at least like the mainstream battle, because if you listen to like some of the music or whatever, like Ja was like barring 50 up, but it was just like 50 took Ja so far out of his realm, like in terms of what he had been doing. It was just like, dude, he won just because you letting this dude who's a nobody at the time occupy space in your mind.
That's crazy, because 50 came out dissing Ja Rule on a single called Wangster. I don't think anybody even really knew that.
But I mean, 50, I mean, that was like 50's like introduction to the national people, or whatever. But, you know, just like people who was like hip hop heads or whatever, who was like into the mixtape stream or whatever, you know, they've been familiar with like 50 and his like thing ever since like How to Rob, because that's how him and Jai's beef started, because 50 made How to Rob, and it was, you know, kind of like, you know, Biggie's version. It was like kind of like how Biggie did Dreams of Fucking the R&B Bitch. And, you know, where he was just naming all these chicks or whatever and stuff like that. 50 was just like, look, I'm going to go ahead and do something like that, but I'm going to go in and I'm going to diss all these people in the industry. You know, not even just rap. Like, he was talking about, like, rock stars. I think he even mentioned, like, Keith Sweat. He was going to run down on Keith Sweat and shit. And it was just like, dude, nobody responded. I think, like, he even mentioned Jay-Z in the song, because Jay-Z was like, nice try, little dude, but you ain't gonna get me to say your name. And then, but Ja, and at this time, Ja was like hottest artist in the game. You know, every third song on the radio was Ja Rule. And it's just like, all right, you know, I'm gonna go on here and respond to this dude. And then that's how they like little beef got started. And then, you know, people getting stabbed at the studios or beat up, you know, the restraining orders getting put in, depending on who you want to believe.
That's that real beef.
Yeah, that's that we taking it to the streets beef.
Ain't no more rapping. You saying some real shit. This ain't the Ice-T versus LL Cool J type of beef. Just that you taking it personal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, but that's what you gotta do, man, because you gotta be careful who you play. I mean, just like DJ Quick said in on Dollars and Cents, when he's like, you, this guy you think is funny is some real shit, so you better be more careful who you fucking with. Mm-hmm. Because everybody ain't gonna keep it on wax. You could say the wrong thing to somebody, and next thing you know, your mama's house getting shot up, or your kid getting slapped up on the way to school.
Right, there's some real gangsters that be hanging out in the studios with some of these people, and then they hear something, it's like, man, you ain't letting that dude slip. I'll be damned.
Because, I mean, even if the artist ain't a gangster, which I contend that a lot of these mainstream artists ain't gangsters, but they roll with some real dudes. And then it's just like, dude, hold up. You messing up my bread now if you take down my man.
Right.
So it's just, you got to watch it, man. You got to watch it or whatever. And I mean, if I'm gonna be honest, dude, T-Grizzly, he an old knucklehead. And we know that T-Grizzly is at least some part in the streets or whatever, because like he doing something he ain't supposed to be doing, because like ain't he the one who like his aunt died, like them cats came and shot up his car?
Yeah, with his aunt in it, but didn't hit him.
So he doing something. He still got one foot in the streets in somehow, some way. Or at least he got some dudes who don't like him. So I would assume he got some dudes on his payroll too who gonna bust shots for him. Man, so I mean, I'll just be careful. I mean, it's been a lot of anti-Eminem sentiment here lately in the past few years. I mean, people coming up and talking, yeah, Eminem ain't really from Detroit. 8 Mile ain't even nowhere near Detroit. I'm not from Michigan, so I don't know. I can only take y'all word for it, but I'm just like, where y'all been at? Where y'all been saying this? Like, so I don't know if M maybe ran a file of some dudes or what.
I don't know. Who else? Oh, Eminem CD. He got Young. He put a lot of people on. Young M.A. on a couple one track on there. I think she kind of slept on for most people because of her the way she presents herself.
I think, Young M.A. good or whatever. Young M.A. I mean, if people just you know Young M.A. from Ooh, they're like they doing themselves a really bad, you know, doing themselves a really disservice. Because I mean, she got. I mean, she's got bars. She's definitely improved. You know what I'm saying?
Right, I'd be listening to her flow. She got a mixtape or an album, whatever that looks like. This shit kind of dope. It's just weird how she do rapping. Cause she a girl, she talking about other girls. I'm like, and then she acting like she the dude. I'm like, okay, just gotta get past that.
Yeah, she like, be talking about still, make her deep throat.
Yeah, man, with the strap on. I said, okay, all right, man, that shit fun, but whatever.
Oh man, yeah, man. So hopefully, cause I am gonna listen to the Eminem album. Probably gonna listen to it today because I gotta make some runs and stuff and do all some other stuff.
I skipped a couple songs on there because I was like, I'm not feeling it. Like I wasn't feeling Stepdad, Never Love Again, Little Engine, or I don't think I was feeling Farewell either. I was just like, no. Or In Too Deep. And so, hey, Godzilla, though, that's like the new rap god. He went hard at the end of that verse. He got Juice WRLD on that joint, though. I was shocked. He got Juice WRLD doing the hook.
Man, Juice WRLD was another one who was like slept on or whatever, but that's only because, like, young people and stuff like that, people really don't get their flowers while they're here. And people don't really realize, like, oh, okay, this kid was actually saying something.
Yeah, I tried to listen to him, but I couldn't get with I couldn't relate to the depression shit.
That's all. You know what, man? I'm such a sucker for some depressing music, man. And not even because, like, I be depressed or whatever. It just takes me back. You know, I can remember, like, being depressed. I can remember, you know, like, times in my life or whatever. That's kind of like why I kind of like gravitated towards Joey so much, you know, in his early career when he was dropping like the mood musics and stuff like that, because I was actually really real in the field, you know, in the trenches going through my stuff. And I was just like, yeah, and I was just like, I was like dang, this dude talking about stuff that I'm going through.
That's what who said, oh, Pusha T called him out on that. He was like, you used to make the new music. Come on, man.
Right.
I was like, oh, shit. That's crazy.
Yeah, so I'm just like, man, this dude really going through. I mean, that don't take away from the fact that, you know, just because I like his music don't mean that I still can't say, because it's oftentimes where I just got to stop listening to his podcast or something like that, because I'm like, this dude, Joe gone Joe.
Joe, I can't wait till he listen to M album when he hear that verse or what he think about it. I know he's gonna chalk it up.
He's probably just gonna listen to it. He's probably gonna listen to it like live on the show. So it's probably like, you know, out now. But I mean, Joe gone Joe, as I say, Joe gone Joe. Joe just gone. He gone. It's the stages of Joe. He gone downgraded. He gone discredited. And then he just gonna be like, okay, well, you fell off anyway. Like, I mean, Joe, every now and then he will give people credit, but most of the time, you know, I think the only person who he doesn't give credit to on a regular basis is himself. He don't even talk. He be like, yeah, my music was trash.
Yeah. Oh, in regards to AA Ron, I did listen to the whole Drake interview. Shit kind of made me mad because he was drinking wine, man, and smacking on the damn ice. I'm like, motherfucker, would you stop that shit, man? You real bougie, right? He light skin, real bougie.
He was acting real light skin.
Yeah, eating on the ice and drinking that wine, smacking in the camera. I'm like, all right, man, I can't with you right now. You tripping.
Yeah, man. So I know we really didn't have much time, but we wanted to come at least get y'all something.
Right. Oh, shit. What else? So I've been listening. I've been watching YouTube, a lot of reactions to like stuff that they never heard before. So like this dude grew up in like the 90s after like Bone Thugs that came out. You know what I'm saying? He never listened to him. So he started listening to him, like creeping up, creeping on the come up, and like Thug Love and what was that Pocket Bone and Biggie song?
Bone and Biggie. No, I'm Notorious Thugs.
Notorious Thugs. And he was just like, he had the bag. He was like, wait a minute. Because he said people call Bone Thugs mumble rats. That's what they were calling them, mumble rats. He was like, these ain't no mumble rappers. You can understand everything they saying. He was like, the Migos stole their style.
Yep. And that was who was that, Lazy? That was Lazy's whole thing. He was like, man, y'all stole our style. He's like, why y'all talking about y'all the best rap group ever or whatever? It's like, nah, man, y'all can't be the best rap group ever if y'all jocked our stuff.
Yeah, that dude was like, he's probably about 26, he said. So he was like, it's the first time he listened to Bone because they kept requesting it on his channel. I was like, see, he listened to it for the love of money and all that. I'm like, you can hear, like, especially Crazy Bone, everything he was saying. If you really sit down and listen to Busy Bone, he actually saying words. He was like, they're not repeating anything.
Mm-hmm.
They actually spitting real lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
He had to step back. He was like, nah, amigos, Bone got this one. They y'all, you just stole their style. I was like, oh, shit. See?
Yep.
All it takes is somebody who grew up with the Migos to go back and listen, actually listen to it. The Bone Thugs, you could tell.
Yeah, because especially if, you know, you got somebody around our age trying to tell these youngins that they not gonna listen. They, you know, you can't say nothing about these young dudes, or because if you do, then you hating.
Put that shit on YouTube. They'll listen. Yeah. Y'all like the Migos, and they up here looking like Bratz dolls in their pictures.
All right, man. I'm about to hit my throwback in a week for you. All right, man. We about to end this show right now. Nope, because I'm not about to. That is him. We not about to suck it. Man, you gonna have one of these stunt to cancel whatever come up in our email.
Hey, let him bring it.
Y'all hate Joe. My throwback of the week, I'm gonna change it up a little bit, man. I'm gonna go country route this time. My throwback of the week comes from Dolly Parton. Yeah, that's right. Dolly Parton. The song is Jolene. And so, I mean, admittedly, I'm a big blues head. And I think that a lot of music kind of like took its roots from blues, especially like country. And then depending on what kind of hip hop you listen to, like we just got done talking about, like, you know, like Joe Budden and, you know, one of my favorite artists of all time, Scarface. That's like grown man blues hip hop. So Jolene is like kind of like one of them things where you just get like that storyteller perspective of it. And you can kind of like hear that pain in her voice or whatever, where she just like, look, please don't take my man. And, you know, it's just one of them things or whatever. Like, I like music that makes me feel something or whatever. Like, everything can't be just me catching a vibe, even though I like doing that. But I like music that kind of, like, you know, like stir up something in my soul a little bit. So, yeah, shout out to Dolly Parton. Throwback artist of the week, song, Jolene.
Okay, I feel you.
Yeah, R.I.P., because I'm not sure if she's dead or not.
She alive, nigga.
Right. I don't know why I be doing that. And I got the computer sitting right in front of me. And I don't look at her. I don't never look up if anybody dead or alive. I'll be like, hey, RIP.
She old as a motherfucker, but the titties still sitting up. The fake titties holding on. They didn't age a bit.
I think she done had them touched up a couple times.
Probably. I remember she was in this movie called Breast Man. It was like an HBO special. I think that movie got banned from everywhere. I don't see
what? It. I've never heard of this.
It's called Breast Man. It's got the dude, David Schwimmer from Friends, and I forget who the other character is. Like one of them you remember when HBO used to produce their own movies? And they used to come on like Thursday nights? That was one of them.
Oh, man. Hold on, man.
My throwback is Porky's. Man, y'all need to watch that movie. Still funny. I need to watch it from 1981, Porky's. While you looking that up, let's talk about jokes. I know you gotta go. I'm gonna keep it short.
Okay.
Man, so what we joking, and you tell me the type of girl you like, and I say I bring up somebody you know. And I was like, so why don't you go fuck her? You find that funny?
Wait, oh, what? Wait. What?
Shit, right? If you tell me your type, and I was like, and I bring up somebody you know, and I was like, so why don't you go fuck her? That's coming from left field. That's not funny. That don't sound like a joke. That's
way left field.
Exactly. So this will happen. How can I put this? I ain't gonna name drop.
I was gonna say, please don't incriminate them.
I was like, I like brunettes. I really don't like blondes.
Mm-hmm.
They brought up somebody we know. It's like, well, this person a brunette. Why don't you go fuck her? I was like, what?
Somebody that we know, like both of us know?
Yeah.
You're going to have to text me.
And she's like, why don't you go fuck her? I said, what? No. She was like, oh, I see why you like such a... I was like, hello.
Was this a girl you was talking to?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I said, hold up. I said, why did we even get on this? Where did this even come from?
That sounded like a sit-up conversation.
Exactly. They got mad because it was like, you don't understand my jokes. I'm like, it's not a joke. That right there is not a joke. That's coming from left field. I don't know why you're saying that.
Dude, we can have a conversation all day about how women really ain't funny and they just blame you for not understanding their humor.
So I started trolling and I'm like,
so I'm about to get some hate mail now.
Hey, I started trolling her. I was like, this is a joke. She's like, your joke's complete. I'm like, nah. She's like, why does everything have to have a pun? Because some jokes have puns. And every time I would say something sarcastic, she would like explain. I'm like, oh my God. This can't
be. You gotta explain a joke, then it ain't funny no more. It's like one of the things, a joke is something you either get or you don't.
Because you mentioned like this such and such do it better than blondes. I was like, nah, not really. That's all I said. Well, I was being sarcastic. And it was like, explain. I'm like, there's nothing to explain. I'm not even, if I gotta explain everything to you, you're not getting it. I don't know. I don't joke with people like that, with real people involved, if you feel what I'm saying.
Right. Yeah, that's back
to that person. I'm not, I don't want that smoke.
That's,
I kept it simple. I said, nah, I don't want to do that. How do we get to this point? This is how I joke. Nah, I'm not participating in that. You not get me caught up in something else.
That does sound like it was like she was trying to set you up. She was trying to she was trying to throw that alley-oop for you.
Because it was in like message. I was like, nope.
That's wild. So, what are you supposed to say to that or whatever? Oh, why don't you go fuck her?
I guess I was supposed to lie, but no, I didn't take it like that.
Or
she flipped it to something else. And I was like, wait a minute, let's back it up.
Or were you supposed to be like, oh yeah, you know what? I think I might.
No,
I don't get it.
That's what I'm saying. How am I supposed to take that? I just took it as that was some weird shit coming out of left field. I don't even joke with anybody like that.
See, this is why I don't talk to people now. This is exactly why I don't talk to people, because
I only stick to, be like, if you joke to me and be like, hey man, you ain't no drinker for real, okay? It's fine. I'm not, I don't, well, you can't take this, like telling me and stuff like that. That's fine. That's funny to me.
That's not joking, though. That's not joking, though. That's, like you said, that's taunting somebody. That's totally different.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's fine. But when you bring in real people that we in the same business, and then you say that, I'm like, no, I'm not participating in that. That joke. That's not funny, because then you're going to tell it to somebody else.
You know what?
I told him this, and he said, oh yeah, he would love to. No, no, bro.
Well, number one, you gotta stop talking to messy people. And I think I got an idea who you're talking about. I know you're gonna tell me later, but I think I got an idea. But you gotta stop talking to messy people, because if they gonna run and tell somebody, then that's, yeah. Mm-mm.
Right. And I you just hit me from left. I was like, wait a minute.
If they're you like dog, don't joke with me. If me and you joking, it's me and you having a that's like me and you having a conversation, and then you run and tell somebody about our joke or whatever, but it's involving, like you said, people that we know.
Right, which I don't do.
And then you never know how that other person's gonna take said joke, because everybody ain't gonna be as hee hee ha ha when they're mentioned in a joke. Some people might take it the wrong way.
Right. And to me it was like a high school joke. I'm like, no.
Oh, I definitely know what you're talking about.
So I felt like I was the crazy one. I was like, damn. Was I in the wrong for that shit?
You mentioned the right thing when you said high school. I definitely know who you're talking about now.
I'm like, I just started trolling hard too, because you know, I get real sarcastic and going in, just start flipping stuff around, like, yep.
Yeah, hey, you be doing like conceited. You be acting like conceited. Slow it down. I just dissed you.
I did. Oh man,
this part of the reason why I don't talk to people at work or whatever. I just can't.
I got a select few, man, that I actually sit and they cool, and I know of, because they the same. So I asked them, I was like, am I in the wrong? Like, how did you feel about this? And they'd be like, that's some left. It came out of left field. I was like, I didn't know. Cause I didn't even start no conversation like that.
See, you got to watch some people like that when you ain't even started a conversation like that, but they switch it around. I don't like it if me and you talking and you start bringing up other people. That right there is kind of like a red flag to me. Like, okay, I'm going to quit talking to you, because usually people who do that, they run it back and they telling that other person everything y'all talked about.
Exactly. That's why I had to step back and I was like, because I talked to you. I don't bring up stuff you told me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, let me ask you a question about this. You're going to be like, why? I just told you the basis and that's it. Mm-hmm. Why are we still talking about it?
Yeah. Because
I know old girl that was mentioned posted, I guess, Snapchat, because we all was out for our team, like happy hour. And
damn, y'all had more happy hours than anybody I know.
They be having fun up in that mug, man. It's like, all right, think about it. Think about you coming from like a stressful place, and then you get around a bunch of team members that they had the same experience, and y'all just all of a sudden happy now. Y'all just go out and vibe and just kick it, and it's cool. Nothing gets shared beyond that. Go home, boom. But she new to the team. She took pictures. She worked on my old team, and you know. And it's like, I don't want to, you know what I'm saying?
Hold on, man. Hey, you know what? Hey, everybody, thanks for tuning in. We're going to get up off of her, because we got to have us a side chat before I get rolling. Because I got some questions. I got questions.
Yeah, y'all.
So, we appreciate y'all. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll talk to y'all next week.
Yep.